Welcome to the Change of Plans podcast. I'm Joe Aguirre. He is Vin Provenzano.
Yes, sir.
You know, Vin, I got to tell you, I saw something really cool this week, and it almost made me cry. It was on TikTok, and it was us.
Yes!
It was, I sort of stumbled across it, kind of. It was unexpected, but it was awesome.
Yeah,
I love that stuff. You like the TikTok?
I fucking love TikToking, bro. Like, I'm not gonna lie. If I could get some TikTok dances down, I'd be doing it. But yeah, trying to chop and screw some of our videos, get it out there. Yeah, it's a good time. I like to spend a ton of time on it, but it's fun, man. And then, you know, we get to put it out there. I seem almost famous now in my own head. I'm like, look at that. That's me. That's Joe. Two good looking dudes.
What do you think of the backlash to TikTok, the government wanting to ban TikTok? Democrats and Republicans kind of united on that because of China.
Like, I don't fucking get it. Like, I'm not gonna lie. Like, and I'm having a day, Joe. I'm gonna warn all the listeners today. I'm coming in hot. I got two guns blazing, fully loaded. Clips will be unloaded today. So I don't understand all the fucking alarm about TikTok. Like, I know in my life, I don't care who's tracking what I'm doing. I don't care who's looking into my house or using my TikTok account for their benefit. I'm not that important. I'm not doing weird shit. So I don't care. China, have all my shit.
There you go.
Fucking clone me. I hope there's another dude who's just like me in China somewhere. Just out here. Just being me with my identity. Got my social security number, some credit cards, an apartment, a car. Fucking grab it all. Like, I don't care. I'm not doing weird shit. So I don't understand. It's TikTok. Like, everyone's just mad because they're doing it better than what we're doing on our social media. And that's the problem, right? And that's my opinion. It's like, okay, we got Facebook and Instagram, and that's kind of our thing. Another country's got TikTok, which everyone likes better. And now we got to put a stop to it because they did it better than we did.
I saw a funny TikTok where they were grilling this guy from Singapore in front of Congress. And he, like, works for the government of Singapore. And they were like, yes. Are you part of the Communist Party of China? He's like, I'm from Singapore. Like, just kept saying it over and over again.
Yes.
You know, and listen, I don't like to get overly dramatic about what is it racism, yeah. But it's like, dude, come on.
Like, you know, that, like,
between Singapore and China.
That is the most racist shit ever. Like, it's the most racist shit ever. And, like, after the guy's like, bro, I'm not from China, I'm from Singapore. And of course his white dude's just like, well, sir, no, you are actually from Singapore. Like, it's insane. And, like, everyone, like, no one's up in arms over it, like, which is crazy in itself, right? Like, it's just people pick and choose when, like, racism is works for them. But, like, I seen that video and I was mad, but I was also laughing because that's kind of like, not racism doesn't make our country great, but like, that's the only place that that gets away with that shit is the United States, where it's just, you know, like, fuck it. We're just going to call this guy from Singapore Chinese, even though he's clearly not Chinese. And he's just like, no, I'm not. And you're like, oh no, you are, sir. And everyone's just like, meh, you know, he's just doing his job. It's wild.
It's funny because I think you said this to me recently that you watch animal videos.
Yes, right? lots of animal videos, yes.
So this is funny, right? Like a pride of lions might number anywhere from, say, 6 to about 20.
Yep.
A herd of gazelle, you're talking few hundred. The water buffaloes, 500,000 herd, just running, doing their
out. Yep.
Now, we look at them, and they all look the exact same. And when they look at us, We look exactly the same. They
Correct.
Don't distinguish our faces and the differences, but animals have just as many differences as people.
Yeah.
I just think that's totally lost on most people, that they can't sort of comprehend.
Well, yes.
What's like going on out there.
Well, it's just crazy, right? Like, and I guess taking the view from like a white dude, right? Like when you get people who say, well, I don't see race and I don't see color, like that's not fucking any better. Like that is crazy to me, right? Like,
yeah.
Well, then you're being racist, right? Like, because there is historically a difference. And if you're just not acknowledging that, it's wild. And I don't know why it infuriates me so much. Maybe that makes me a little bit of a fucking better person, but it's like literally like we're the only country. Like you get Germany and the Nazis, they're like, yeah, this shit fucking happened, right? Like in South Africa, the apartheid happened, right? Like, but here we're like, well, we're not going to acknowledge race, like in school systems, like, and that's what they're teaching these teachers, like, hey, don't acknowledge color or race, whether it's African-American or you're Asian or you're Spanish. They're just like, everyone's going to get treated the same. And, you know, cool beans, everything gets swept under the rug. It just infuriates me because it's diminishing what people had to go through, one. And two, it's that whole thing we talked about before, people being sheeple, right? Like everyone's just got to be cut from the same cloth, follow the same thing, instead of allowing that person to be an individual and bring, add a value to something that we need or society, right? Like if we're not allowed to be ourselves, then we're not bringing any value. But part of being yourself is also, you know, your race, your religion, your things of that nature, and acknowledging that, like on all sides. I think it's just, yeah, it just infuriates me.
I'm fortunate. I live in one of those districts where they don't teach the race hating.
Yep.
So my kids are, you know, they're okay being white so far. They haven't been.
Yeah.
I'm just, this is me being sarcastic, because there's a lot of people that think that they're, you know, like the liberal indoctrination. And it's funny because I have friends, Vin, who are teachers who are like, dude, if I could indoctrinate your kids to do anything, it would be their homework. Mostly, I would make them bring me coffee. I wouldn't necessarily be pushing my political beliefs on your kid, but that's
you know,
listen, when you're having a conversation with somebody who's on one side of the political line or the other, obviously you're going to hear that viewpoint.
Correct.
I don't think that that's indoctrination or, you know, she's not registering them to vote. You know what I mean? It's like you're just being taught maybe a different viewpoint than you get at home. Being challenged, your thought system being challenged, shouldn't be considered an act of aggression. That to me is a first world white person problem.
Oh, a thousand
right?
percent.
Oh, the government's trying to teach my kids it's okay to be gay. And it's like, well, it is. obviously they're not getting that lesson at home.
Yeah. Correct. So they got to get
concerned about that. That's all.
And it's okay to have a discussion, right? Like that's what's crazy. Like everyone, and I just don't understand it, but like people have to pick sides now, right? Like, hey, you might lean right or left, which is fine. But have a discussion, right? And it's okay to disagree, but everyone has to take these fucking hardline stance. And then these parents, like, you know, this parenthood's all new to me, by the way, right? Like, I've had a kid in my fucking life for 4 years. So, like, I'm really, like, on the outside looking in, and these parents are up in arms, like, oh, my God, the teacher or principal or this other adult talked to my kid about something. Oh, whoa. Is it okay to be gay or not be gay? Or, you know, is it okay for my kid to dress up like a cat and walk around the school? Like, hey, but if you're not having those conversations at home, like someone has to have those conversations. And the problem is that a lot of parents don't want to have these conversations because they're afraid of what their kid's going to respond with, right? Like you're just complicit in this Let's keep them all in this bubble, and we're never going to disagree with our child, right? Like, we got to raise free thinkers. Like, no, like, you don't got to raise a fucking free thinker. Like, it's cool you have your own idea, kid, but you're 16. Like,
you're killing me, because my wife's trying to raise my son to be a respectful, liberal, feminist man, and he's 8 years old. And I mentioned before, you know, she was like, you could have a husband or a wife or whatever when you grow up. And he was like, I'm not gay. Like, I like girls. And I just thought that was really funny.
But I think it's okay to say, hey, it's okay. Like, for me, I don't care. It's your business, right? Like, you like guys, Finn, girls, fucking frogs. I don't care. It's your business. And I think,
yeah,
on two sides of the coin, I think it's cool that a parent can have that conversation with their kid. Be like, hey, just in case, I don't care what you like, who you love, whatever. I want to throw it out there. It's perfect.
But that's not even the point, Vin. The point is, he's 8. And you know what he says now when he has to go to the bathroom? Hey, I'll be right back. I got to go take a shit. It's like, he's 8, and he's already sort of... Yeah. He's figuring the world out for himself, like, and he's doing pretty well. And as I told you before, I don't lie to my kids. I think that's a terrible thing to do. I don't think you're not doing anything for your relationship with your child when they figure something out, be it the guy that comes on December 25th or the guy that lives, you know, in the clouds, and they're like, I don't think that's a real thing. And you're like, yeah, it is. Yeah, you better believe. Or, you know, like, no. I mean, when your kid nails it, you should be like, hey, how did you figure it out? And listen to them and let them tell you how they deduced and use their logic to like, well, mom, I noticed that all the stuff on the, you know, and I saw the receipts or whatever the case may be. And it's like, oh, very good, Junior. That's great that you were able to figure that out.
Well, and I think as parents too, because I have, I hope my stepson probably doesn't listen to much of these, so I don't got to worry about it, because this would definitely blow up in my face. But I've had arguments or discussions with him, and I end up turning into a toddler where all of a sudden I realize he may be right. But I'm like, no. I'm 44. Like, in a way. But I think as parents, is if you're able to have these honest discussions with your kids, right? And then you may learn something from your kid, because the kids have they're blessed. They're 8, 9, 10 years old. They're free thinkers, right? They haven't been molded into this is how things are done. So I think it's great to have those conversations and open conversations. But I also think it's important that parents got to remember their parents, right? Like, so, like, sometimes it's cool to have a discussion with your kid, but, like, the buck's got to stop somewhere. Because, you know, in my law practice, I get a lot of juvenile clients, or I'm dealing with a lot of custody applications and things like that. And it's just, well, I don't know why my kid is just getting into trouble and mouthing off. But I'm like, well, how many times have you told your kid no?
Right.
And they look at me like I got 4 eyeballs. Like, what do you mean? I'm like, sometimes you just got to make the decision, right? Like, have a conversation. If you want to have an adult conversation, that's fine, but they're not adults either. So I think it's that fine line. And that's one of the things I think I'm working on, is trying to find that balance, because I never raised a child, right? Like, so I'm a very matter of fact, intense individual, as my wife will say. So when, like, I was just having a discussion with Jess, my stepson, about, you know, I wanted him to work for me this summer, right? I'm like, because it'd be great. One, it's cheap help. He could drive me around and, you know, it works for me. And I thought, hey, give him a job and all that, but he wants to work at this, like, you know, grinder place. And I'm like, no, it's not happening. And he's like, well, this is what I want to do. And I'm like, no, you don't get a choice. And then my wife's like, well, you know, maybe it's because, you know, he wants to earn his own thing and kind of do his own thing, be out from underneath your shadow and all this stuff. And I'm like, oh, again, my wife is right. But in that moment, I was just like, no, right? So I need to learn, hey, maybe I should listen to this kid a little more on the reasons why he doesn't want to work for me, other than I'm a complete maniac to work with, by the way. Like, I mean, it's not a fun place to work when you're in my office, but
you know, he's the boss's stepson. He has certain perks to working there. He should want to work there. I don't understand that. Yeah. I already told you about my daughter.
Yeah, but there's no perks, Joe. Like,
this
I'm not
is
gonna
terrible.
Lie.
No, listen, it's a family business. When your family owns a business, you should expect to have to work there. He's lucky he's getting paid.
Yes. I remember I had, so he was working here a couple of days. Smart kid, does a good job. Coming, he has his AirPods in. And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm listening to a podcast. And I'm like, you're working. You got to take your AirPods out. He's like, well, you have your AirPods in. And then I kindly pointed towards the door. And I'm like, well, that's because my name's on the door. Like, that's the perks of being the boss. But I think on the flip side, and this is one of the things that I'm learning, is that I think I'm very lucky. He's a kid who kind of wants to go earn it on his own, right? Like, his father coached football in Cromwell, was running the youth program. You know, we've had some things going on with the head coaching gig, and he was just like, he wants like everyone to step away. He wants to go earn his football thing, right? Like, I think he wants to earn his own money, you know, like, which is all good, right? So I think after taking a step back, you know, once again, my wife was right. Like, hey, this may be the reason why. But once again, this is me learning to be a parent, because when I was growing up, there wasn't like, hey, no, or why, or questioning my parents unless I'm ducking, right? There was zero shot. If they're like, hey, you're going to go tame lions with your bare hands at the zoo, and be like, you know what? That's going to fucking suck. It might not end well, but my mom said it's going down, so I'm going to go be a lion tamer. Like, that's
I
just
hate
how it
to
works.
Disagree with you. I do.
Shocked. I'm shocked you disagree with me, Joe.
But I mean, this is the most white privileged thing I've ever heard in my life. Only a white kid from the suburbs could be like, work for the family business and take over someday. Nah, I want to do photography and like go to Europe. Like, go fuck yourself. Are you serious? Are you serious? I want to give you a company that I own. I want to lead you into the future and have you take this company over someday. Follow in my footsteps. Carry on the family tradition. And you're like, no, I would rather like go. Are you serious? Wow.
It is, but I will say that was my initial thought, right? But then I'm like,
have I just not gotten past that and to where you are yet? Do I need some time with that then?
I don't think you it's different though, because we're obviously two different people, right? Like, he has none of my genes. Like, clearly, right? Like, not my kids. So we're, you know, so we're built a little bit different in the things he wants out of life. Like, I remember growing up and I'm like, man, I just want to get to work. I just want to make money. Like, that's all I want to do. I want a dog named Moose, go to Montana, fly fish, have a family. If he could fast forward 40 years when he's 60 and that's what he's doing, he would do it today. Right. So I think for him, it's I want to earn my own shit instead of having my friend say, hey, you're just working for Vin and you're spending Vin's money. Right. Like,
but that's, you know, so much more fun.
It is. Well, that's what I don't understand. Yeah. But he's very much like his mom in that way. Like if I was my wife, I would love spending my money. Right. Like, yeah. It would be fucking dope. I'm like, I wish I could just have someone to buy me shit and ring up shit. And they're almost embarrassed by it, which is a good thing. I mean, listen, it's a good problem for me to have, once again, first world problems, but it blows my mind. Like, so we went out to dinner last night. My wife's going to kill me because she's like, all you do is tell bad stories about me. So I'm just going to clear the air now.
Definitely do.
Yeah. So I have the best wife in the world. Like, I swear on my life, like, the only
reason
you
do say that all the time. Usually you say that and then you launch into a bad story about her.
There you go. So we're out last night. Her friend's husband So we went out with another couple. Her friend and her friend's husband and kids were out eating separately. There was like a birthday or whatever. It was the husband's birthday. So she's like, hey, you know, go sit where they're at or find where they're at, buy them a couple drinks, whatever. And I'm like, cool. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to buy the dinner. Fuck it. Right. Happy birthday. Cool beans. We're all friends here. Like, I see everyone at sporting events. You know, maybe they, you know, like, it's just a good thing to fucking do. Yeah. It was just no bueno. Just because I should have just bought them a couple drinks and not gone over the top as usual. But the.
Wait, your wife got mad at you for doing that?
It wasn't mad. No, she.
Because I feel like every time I've been out with you, you've picked up the bill for everybody. And that's a few times now.
Yeah.
You're that guy. You do that. She doesn't like that. Is that what you're telling me?
No, I think it's just, I will agree with her. I tend to be a little bit over the top. I don't mean to, but I'm like, well, if I'm going to buy a couple drinks and like whatever. And these people are like great kids, great parents, really cool. They tolerate me, which is incredible in itself. But yes, but the whole point was it's like my wife and her son are very much alike. And I'm like the polar opposite when it comes to that stuff. Like I am. I mean, he called me the other day. I think it was not last night, the night before. Him and his friend wanted a DoorDash. And literally, like, went through the bill, but like, hey, is it cool if it's X, Y, and Z? And which I appreciate. But I'm like, yeah, dude, we're good. But in the back of my head, I was like, man, if my dad gave me a debit card or a credit card. Ooh, excuse me, I just burped. That is very unprofessional. Edit that out, bro.
22-minute mark, you're fine.
But yeah, it's definitely a different generation, but it's also, I think for me, I have to take a step back and think about it from that lens, right? Because I have two people in the house that are definitely aligned, obviously, because biologically they share more stuff than me and the kid do, right? So
yeah.
it's that adjustment, but it's just, it's crazy. Like I think, you know, I had a client in here over the weekend. And the pressure on parents to like navigate the school system, navigate the home stuff. And it just seems like parents, like instead of having a neighborhood, right? Like each individual house has to deal with this shit on its own. I was just talking to an older gentleman and we're like, there's no more neighborhoods. We were just discussing it. Remember like when we were kids, like, you know, yeah, I mean, you had your family, but it was like your best friend. You're at your best friend's house every day, or Nancy across the street, or old lady Gail, or Barbara, whatever old lady was in your neighborhood. Like everyone took care of each other, right? It was this big group effort. And it's just now it's you have school, which your kids aren't really getting, you know, the guidance they need because they're just pushing kids through school now. They just don't give a shit. They're just like, get to the finish line. And kids aren't going out in the neighborhood. So like all their information is coming from one source and that's your house, right? Like, but if you're not having open and honest discussions, going back to your point with your kids, then the information they're getting is very limited. Because when we were kids, we were getting information from everywhere and we didn't need the internet, right? We were getting it from 2-3 houses down, you know, from the corner store, like things of that nature where they're not getting it now. And I think, you know, I mean, I think that circles all the way back around to the TikTok stuff. People are like, TikTok is evil. But like, that's how people get their information now, good, bad, or indifferent. It's a different society. Your kids aren't getting it from anywhere else. So, you know, what other options do these kids have but to hop on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok? And then all of a sudden, which is kind of scary, where you're getting your worldview shaped by social media. But, you know, I think that's a product of where we're at. And, you know, not having that environment we had when we were kids.
I could have looked this up while you were saying it and I didn't, but I just saw recently some ridiculous percentage of Americans get their news from TikTok, whether that's good, bad, or indifferent. That's, you know,
yeah,
a lot of people, that's where they get their information from. And for the government to be banning that, is not a good look for the First Amendment.
No, with a country that prides itself on like freedom of speech and information, right? We're like, we can't believe Russia limits what information they're getting. That sounds kind of weird now, right? Someone's being a hypocrite around here. And like, hey, how about as a society, allow TikTok, but take some responsibility for what people are watching, right? Like, if you're worried about your children watching it, then parent, then control it, right? Like, control your own house. That's what I don't understand is the, you know, everyone pawns off the responsibility onto government or something else or the school instead of just minding their own house. I just don't understand it. I think it's wild to me. I don't know. I mean, I don't know how our parents would have reacted when we were kids. I mean, I remember I wasn't allowed to watch The Simpsons. Like that was, yeah.
Really?
That was a big fucking no-no. I had like an hour of TV a week. So usually I definitely watch Fresh Prince. That was a half hour. And then usually it was like In Living Color. That was the other one I got to watch, which my parents let me watch In Living Color, but not The Simpsons. And imagine a Living Color, by the way, not to get off topic, but having a show like In Living Color now.
Oh, God.
Talk about cancel culture. Homie the Clown, Handyman, like
Fire Marshal Bill. Yeah. So great.
Yes. But I think that's also not, I mean, it just sounds like we're just going to bitch about the problems, but I like it because this is kind of the mood I'm in. But I think it's also a part of that cancel culture, right? Like we, like everyone has to be so PC, so politically correct, but that's not real life. Like those aren't real conversations you're having on a daily basis. So it's okay to joke around, have a conversation, have a laugh, but like you're almost scared to have conversations because then you're just going to offend people.
Sure. Well, you know, it's weird because, you know, I understand the PC thing to a certain degree, right? I was having this conversation with somebody like 2 days ago, I think it was, the word retard, the word gay, the word faggot. Those were all words that were, I'll tell you the context, recently started showing my kids John Hughes films.
Yep.
From the 80s, and they're unwatchable. I mean, they're unwatchable. It's they use those words a lot, and my kids are like, "Whoa, dude! I know you're not allowed to. Yep. Not supposed to say that anymore. It's so bad. I don't even know how we didn't notice how much. But I was saying to somebody recently. I remember like the last time I used the term fag.
Yeah.
And it happened to be a dude. I was working with a guy who had just come out of the closet and he waited a couple of days, but I knew as soon as I said it and I was saying it, a reference to Carson Daly came on the TV and I went, yep. Oh, look at this fag. Like 2 days later, this dude comes in. He's like, hey, can I talk to you about something? And I go, is this about the Carson Daly thing? And he was like, yeah. Now, mind you, he had a Chicago Bulls starter jacket on. Yep. I always tell that story, and it was like, that dude did not look or seem gay. Yep. I never would have, because I would have been kind of, by that point in time, and it was like 2001, I was conscious enough that I wouldn't use derogatory terms in front of those people.
Yep.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? You by then you already knew better, but I knew when it was like publicly, like you can't say that anymore. And you're like, oh yeah, no, of course not. And then you just stop doing it. Like the word retarded.
Yeah.
That was such a fun word. Never meant derogatory towards people with Down syndrome. Not at all. Whatever.
Yep.
We understand now, yeah, but you're the comparison, it's wrong. So and again, as soon as somebody said like that's rude and I thought about it, I was like, yeah, I'm just not gonna say that anymore.
Easy enough, correct, right? Again, I think it's, but you know, you have to, like, yes, you have to be PC to a point. And I absolutely, you're not using those terms because it offends such a broad stroke of people, right? Like, and the fact that, like, yes, we, people are like, well, we should have always been aware, but if facts are facts, dude. Like, we would just say this shit, and it, to be honest with you, wasn't like a derogatory, like, I wouldn't have seen, even when I was a kid, I wouldn't have seen someone who was a gay, but like, yo, that dude's like, that's just not the way I use the term, right? Like,
right.
It's the same thing we use in like saying retard. It wasn't like, oh my God, there's, you know, this, because that's, I will tell you, that will set my wife off. My wife's been a special needs teacher forever. She's, you know, like, and I actually had to have a conversation with her, and she made me, not that I didn't understand, but I was always of the, well, like, listen, when I use the term, it wasn't like derogatory at like someone who had that special needs, right?
But yeah, like, dude, I was probably 25 when I figured out what gay sex actually entailed. And yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, all right.
But like, it's like when people are like, hey, it bothers me. And like, okay, then it stops. I have no need to use it. Like, there's plenty right. of other things I can say. And if it's, I'm not sitting here trying to offend anyone. But it's like, yes, you have to be cognizant in that sense. I mean, you can't just walk around throwing out hammer words, right? Like, it's, you know, it's, I had, what did I see on TikTok the other day? Some like crazy white dude talking about like, it's ridiculous how white people can't use the N-word. And like, I was just like floored. And I'm like, why are we like, why like him of all people are having this conversation? Like, once again, it's like this white privilege. Like, I'm going to take it upon myself to carry that goddamn fucking cross. And I'm like, dude, you're gonna.
And who's with me?
Yeah.
Like, no, like, bro. Like,
but like,
you're cross the bear. Go ahead, take it.
Correct. Like, it's just. But it goes back to the earlier conversation we had, where like, hey, I don't see color and I don't recognize differences amongst people. Like, that's just, you're just being completely ignorant, insensitive, and you're not tolerant like of it. Like, because
you
it,
know, you, can I tell you something funny about that? Because, right, I grew up in a very diverse town, and I through my own misfortunes, I ended up in the public school system, even though I was stamped for private my whole life. Could have had it, got kicked out of a school, story for another day. But I get to public school, and it wasn't the hellhole I thought it was going to be. I had friends that were Black and Hispanic. The school was about a third of each.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't, in the 3 years I was there till I graduated, I cannot recall there being any sort of racial incident. You know what I mean? Like, a Black guy knocked out a white guy beat up a Hispanic guy jumped a Black guy once, but it had nothing to do with that. Generally came down to women, and I don't know. Race was just never, it was never a thing. It was never, you know, I mean, we used terms back and forth to one another. I played football.
Yeah.
You know, we were at training camp, and you said some things. Nobody freaked out. Nobody got offended. Nobody was upset about it. But we also knew the things you said in this room with these dudes.
Correct.
Can't say it out there. People aren't going, like, we're, again, 1992, 93. We already knew, keep it in your circle and you're good to go. And at some point, Vin, it became where, and I've seen this over the last couple of years, and it's funny because I apologize, I did use the word, but Matt Damon got in trouble last year because he said basically what I just said,
mm-hmm.
about not using the word fag. People were like, he used the word, and it's like, well, you wouldn't know what word I was talking about if I said the F word.
Correct.
You might think I was talking about the fuck word, and yeah. I'm not. So anywho, also, it's a word, grow up. Is my other thought.
Well, it is. When,
because listen, most of the, I think the intent in a word is the most important thing. If I'm saying a word to you in a way that is meant to dehumanize you or in some way to devalue you or your opinion, that's bad. If I'm saying it in a way to poke fun at you in a fun way, shut the fuck up. It's a joke. You know what I mean? It's to me, it really, you just can't be horrified. Like, oh, you said Jewish. And it's like, yeah, that's a Jewish person. Yikes, dude. I mean, right. We can't.
Yeah.
You know, my kids used to, like, if I said, oh, this is my buddy at work, the black guy. And they'd be like, oh, you can't say the black guy. And I'm like, but you wouldn't know. He's the only black guy at work. That's why I said that, because I knew immediately, you know what I was talking about. Yeah. There's only the one guy. That's reality. Don't even lie about it. There was one black dude there. One guy in like 20 years.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's definitely the intent behind the word, but I also think it's, you know, it can be the word too, right? Like, so like in that case with Matt Damon, you have to say the word to say, hey, that, like, I fucked up because I said this, right? Like, it wasn't like you're out saying, calling someone this word or that word, but you also have to be cognizant if it does bother the person for whatever reason, then, you know, I think people have to take a step back and acknowledge that. But yeah, it's gotten to a point where like everything now offends everybody. Like this whole, I don't know if you saw what's going on with Planet Fitness, if you saw in the news. So
I did,
right? Like, so, which is, I mean, listen, this might just go bad, but like, it's crazy, right? Like, some guy's shaving in the woman's bathroom, right? And this lady's like, hey, there's a little girl in here. Like, you might not want to do that in here. Well, how dare you? I identify as a female. Now, I don't know this guy. I've seen pictures of this dude. It doesn't look like he's making any effort to be a female, but hey, what do I know, right? But now Planet Fitness comes out and says, hey, well, people identify whatever they want to be. We leave it up to them, and they terminate the contract and kick this other lady out because this guy was shaving in the woman's bathroom, right? Like, and I know this is a sensitive topic, but it kind of infuriates me. I don't even know where to go with this other than it's just as a society, like, I don't get it. Like, I get, like, listen, you could accept people for who they are and all that, and I'm fine with that. Like I said, I got no qualms with nobody, as long as you're not harming anybody. But that's my threshold, right? But on the flip side, now you're punishing people for having concerns, legitimate concerns, right? Like, instead of saying, hey, we'll have a gender neutral bathroom, and cool, problem solved. No, instead you're like, no, lady, you get out of the woman's bathroom. This guy could do whatever he wants. And because they don't want to run the risk of being insensitive as a company, that's my take on it, but I think it's a bit wild, right?
Yeah, it's bizarre because it's such a small percentage. I'm not bothered by any of that issue because I don't go to Planet Fitness. You know what I mean? Like, I did, I would be more intimately involved, and yeah, I would be furious about this. I would be livid, but right now I'm not because I don't go there. And simple as that. It really is.
It is. But I'm not going to lie. Like, but if you go to Planet Fitness, you're not shocked by it, because the amount of jabronis that go to Planet Fitness is just, it's a next level. Isn't
their whole thing like the judgment-free zone? Isn't that like their moniker?
Yes,
it's but like judgment-free zone at Planet Fitness. Like, okay, well, I'm a lady. Get out!
Yeah.
Get out!
Right. But like, I just like, it's okay to pass judgment on some people too. Like, it's okay to be like, hey, buddy, you're not supposed to be using that machine that way. That is weird, and you're scaring everybody, right?
I also don't think it would be unreasonable to ask the ladies not to shave their faces or whatever was being shaved in the bathroom. Maybe that's not something that you do in the locker room.
Yeah, I think it's, I don't know.
Listen, you want to make people who are transgender comfortable and to feel accepted. I do understand that, but maybe it's by their own ignorance or their own personal beliefs, but there are people who are concerned and have questions. And for some reason, the asking of the question.
That's my point.
Is super problematic. Yeah. And I'll tell you right now, Vin, I don't like that. And, you know, as someone who's heavily into politics, one of the things about me and the things that I believe you will see is that it's very consistent. Okay. If I say, oh, you shouldn't do that, and a Republican does it, I'm like, oh, that's bad. And then a Democrat does it, I'm not like, well, he's cool, he is a good guy. And that's, I would never ever do that. I would pass judgment on both of those people equally. And I feel like that's the way you should approach everything in life. You know, somebody was asking me the other day, with Easter coming up, and I didn't even mention the episode we couldn't air until it's coming up after Easter. You know, a guy I work with literally was like, you know, how's that atheism working out or something like that? And I'm like, it's great, dude. I might even go to church on Easter because I can, you know, it's like, it's optional. You can just show up whenever. No, everyone's happy to see you. So give me a break. I know attendance is low. You'll take anybody that'll show up at this point. That'll throw a couple of bucks in the basket. That I got it. And the scam's coming to an end. And it is what it is. Wait till y'all hear that episode.
Oh, it's wild. But I think it's like to your point, it's I just we can't have discussions about it, right? Like, I can't ask questions, right? Like, so I think that's, like I said, I'm a firm believer in, listen, I don't care what you do in your personal life. If it's not affecting my household, right, and you're not being a dick to other people, yeah, I'm good with it, right? Like, but like, yeah. Also, like, people do have questions, right? Like, I have questions about things I don't understand, and it's not me being rude. It's just, I like to know things. So if I want to sit down and have a conversation about whether it's like anything, it doesn't have to be about what you identify as or your race, just anything in general, right?
You like Bill Burr, right?
Yeah, he's hilarious. Yeah. He's hilarious.
He's got that bit about Chris Brown and Rihanna.
I don't know if I heard this one.
Oh, goodness gracious. It's on the TikTok. Make sure you look this one up. But the basic premise is, what did she say when he started swinging in that car? Right? Like, she wasn't like, hey, let's go for ice cream. And he just started swinging, right? I mean, something was going on. Again, he said, you know, the audience gets a little, and he's like, I'm not saying she's to blame, and I'm not saying guys don't hit women, because tuna casserole again. That's wrong. He goes, but why can't we at least ask the question?
Yeah,
what did she do that precipitated that ass kicking? Maybe 95% of the time the guy's wrong, but maybe sometimes these ass kickings don't fall out of the sky, goes the bit. And again, it's like, it's another one of those situations, Vin.
You're on an island on that one, bro.
You can't joke about it, and you can't ask questions about it. It's instantly wrong. It's kind of the part of that, you know, believe every woman situation where you're like, all of them?
Yeah.
I get it, most, but all. I mean, Jesus.
Listen, in my line of work, I've heard it all. And I tell attorneys, I tell my clients, I don't drink the Kool-Aid they're giving me. Right? Like, because here's what I tell people. Like, people are always talking to another person with an angle. They might not mean it, but just as a human being, you're telling your perspective, right? Like, it's not fucking from God's mouth to your ears to your mouth to my fucking ear. Like, yeah. You're just being you and talking. So there's always going to be, I always talk to people and listen to people with some type of hesitation. That's just who I am, because in my line of work over my years, that's what I always anticipate, there being something else behind it. But I think being able to have those conversations is key. Like it frustrates me to no end, because it's not me asking a question just in general. Is not me trying to offend anyone. It's me literally trying to learn, right? Like, that's me trying to understand. And, you know, I'm not the greatest at it either, because I tend to be pretty heavy in my opinions on certain things. And, you know, but that's one of the things I try to work on, is just to have a discussion. And people won't have discussions. And at the end of the day, you guys may not agree, right? Like, I'm not big into politics and all that, and, you know, for a variety of reasons, but we could have discussions and we could agree to disagree, but I'll understand your perspective. I may not agree with it, but I'd be like, okay, I understand the perspective. And I think that goes into, that's how a lot of my clients are going through a divorce, that, right? Like, one of the things I do love about my wife is we have very few arguments. We have discussions. We have very different views on things, but we understand each other's perspectives. And I think it's okay to do that. It's okay for both people to feel right in their positions, but it's also okay to sit there and understand their perspective. Be like, okay, I don't really agree with it, but I understand where you're coming from, and leave it at that, right? And walk away. Then you get to go be yourself, be your individual, and bring value to whatever, you know, life you're living. Because if everyone believed the same thing, then we're all the same fucking people. You know, so that's kind of where I was going with it. You know, try to get it back on track a little bit. But, you know, I think it's just it's a frustrating world I think we live in at this point, just because everyone seems to take a hard stance. And there's never that, like, middle ground. You can't be that person that's like, well, you know, as long as you're not an asshole, I'm going to be okay with you.
Yeah. Did I tell you about the documentary I watched about lying?
No.
Amazing documentary about lying. It's a hereditary trait. It's something that's been in humans for hundreds of thousands of years. It's a useful tool. As a matter of fact, you lie to your most intimate partner, spouse, whatever you want to call it, 33% of the time.
Dude, bro. Time out, dude. Like, what are you doing? My wife listens to this stuff.
Absolutely. She should know this. She knows that she lies to you a third of the time as well. Sometimes it's things where you're like, do you think these headphones look cool? And she's like, yeah, they totally do.
Oh, I got a prime example. I gotta tell you this one. My wife's gonna kill me. So we put a patio, because it's perfect with this conversation. I love my wife. So I got a patio, and I was pretty excited about my patio. Fire pit. I just want to sit on my fucking patio. Nice. I'm like, hey, hon, you want to come outside and hang by the fire pit? I'm not much of a patio person. She's like, I'm more of a deck person. And then I look at her, and I'm like, listen, I just need you to lie to me this one time. It's like when you wear that shirt that you think is fantastic, I don't like it, but I'm like, it's a great shirt. And it's like a $20 shirt. I just dropped 50 large on this patio. So if you could just, we're going to rewind this. I'm going to ask you again, and you're just going to lie to me this one bit. See, that's one of the 33% lies that I need.
Yeah, like, yeah.
As a husband, like, I need that lie.
You lie to your best friends and closest confidants 50% of the time. Again, most of the time I'm referring to those white lies where, you know, one of your assistant is like, hey, I met this guy, you know, he just got out of jail. What do you think? And you're like, sounds like a winner. Like, yeah, you know, where that's going.
Yeah. I had to kind of go along with this. I had a conversation with a guy and he's like, I don't trust people, I trust everybody, but I trust them to be who the fuck they are. Like, if this person's a snake, I'll let him around me, but I know he's a fucking snake, right? Like, so now when my friends call me and they're telling me shit, I got Joe's fucking stats in the back of my head. I got a 50-50 shot. This is true. When he's like, hey, my wife said it was cool for me to go out all night. I don't know. It could be one of those times. What other stats? So we got
like,
wife a third, friends a half. Parents is what, 95%?
Strangers, 90% of the things that we tell a stranger,
bullshit.
All made up. All bullshit.
Yeah. All bullshit. Dude, that's like, and if it's like attorneys talking to attorneys, it's 98%. Like 99.9%. That's why, like, and I do it, right? Like, I do it all the time. Attorneys are like, oh, you seem busy. Nope. I made $0 this year, like, scraping by. So I don't want people knowing my shit, but 100%, yes. Yes, I'm fucking lying to strangers. Definitely. Definitely. I'm not.
And just so you don't feel bad for anybody who is that type of person. I mean, it's very common in nature. There are flowers that have evolved to look like female bees. And the male comes over thinking it's a female bee, and the plant catches the bee and eats it.
It doesn't make anyone feel better. Like, that is not.
No.
No. Absolutely.
Deception is a hereditary trait. It's good for evolution and helps the population along. It allows, and again, speaking of how often you lie to the people closest to you, you do it to nurture relationships because you got to keep people around you. You cannot be truly honest with people around you. And we're not. And we do it to protect each other's feelings. People who don't protect other people's feelings are people who end up using your services for divorce.
Well, I think that is true. I think it's a fine line between, and I could tell you from like my divorce stuff, like protecting the other person's feelings and protecting your own. So I just had this conversation with a client on Friday who is going through divorce, but overly concerned about protecting her spouse's feelings, right? And it's just, I think you have to tote that fine line of, okay, I'm trying to protect someone's feelings, but also I got to make sure I'm good, right? Like, that it goes back to, I am starting with me. I tell everyone I'm my number one priority, because if I'm good, then everybody else is good, right? Because if I'm good, then I could. Now I'm so good at my foundation where, hey, if I'm having a discussion and I'm seeing someone's kind of going left or right, depending on what I'm saying, I may pull back the reins a little bit, right? Like, there's no need to, everyone's like, I just drop truth bombs all the time. Then you're an asshole, right? Like, read the room a little bit. So right. I think to your point, it's not like we don't go home and we just start lying to our spouses. Like, yo, fucking, I saved a beer cub today, and now it fucking talks to me, and we're like best friends. And then there's this old lady, and, you know, I lifted the car off of her, and like crazy shit. Like, no, like, you're gonna do things to protect your family, you know. So it's, I get that, and yes, you do get the people
right. Listen, come in my office. If you have three burner phones.
You got some issues, right? Like, you know, if, I mean, if you got those weird apps that your text messages disappear.
Yeah. Dude, yeah, so, that's not what I'm talking about.
No, by the way, husband of the year, right here. So I get home and I tell my wife, I'm like, someone sent me clearly sent me a text message by accident from a rando number. It was a booby picture. Just some girl laying on her bed with like a booby shot.
No kidding.
And so I'm at the dinner table. We do high, low, which are high. But I'm like, look, I don't know this person. I even texted back. Sorry, wrong number. I'm the best husband ever. Then I followed up with, you know, she's like, oh, my apologies. And I'm like, oh, no need to apologize, but I didn't send that. My wife's like, that is ridiculous. But I'm like, hey, I'm not going to be caught in this shit. Because then as a husband, you're like, maybe this is a test. Maybe I need to pass this fucking test. But I didn't lie. I wasn't part of the third. I just came home right away. And I'm like, look at that shit. Disgusting. Someone's got a bad dad.
On next week's episode, we are going to discuss internet phone pranks or phone scams. There is this popular scam going around where people send to random numbers, boobs, and other pictures, and you're supposed to respond. Now they know there's a person on the other end of that phone line. And now they're going to try to continue the relationship at some level of scam. Yeah, we should get into that a little bit. Yeah, well, that's a real thing.
They didn't fucking get me, bro. Ain't no fucking way. I ain't stupid. Nope. Not me. Oh, I also did another prank on my wife this week. I'm full of them. So I saw on Instagram, it was called Tire Cocks. So they were, you know, where that little air nozzle is, you take the cap off and you put these glow-in-the-dark penises on the fucking tires.
Oh my God.
This is great. So of course the box come in, it says Tire Cocks. Love my wife. She didn't put two and two together. I'm like, this is great. So I have the kid go put the tire cocks on her car. And I'm like, this is going to be fucking great. Then I had a panic attack the next morning. So I'm at the gym and I'm like, fuck, she's got to go to a school today. She can't go to school with a bunch of penises on her.
Oh, no.
So I got home just in time. And I'm like, I walked in. And I'm like, I'm like, I think your tire's flat. Yeah. I think your tire's flat. She go check it out. She's like, yeah, it was great though. It was great. And then this guy the next day is like, yo, did you get home in time? Dude, I was sweating. I'm like, because we had just got the night before, I had posted like a TikTok reel. So my office made a TikTok of like me dressed in like my urban attire and then like my suit, right? Like not your average attorney. And of course, the last scene is me giving the double bird because that's just how I roll. And then, you know, people aren't going to see that. And I'm like, well, it's kind of how I am. So, you know, she is a teacher and well-respected in the community. So then I was like, oh, my God, if she's driving around with penises on her car, I am fucking cooked. So, yeah. But if you ever need any tire cocks for your friends, I got.
I'll be honest, I did not know that was even a thing. So thank you for putting that on my radar.
Fuck, I saw it on TikTok, bro. Fucking awesome. It was just awesome. But. That's the type of fun we have in my house, though. Just good old-fashioned tire cocks.
Tire cocks it is. And it's not even April Fool's Day yet.
No. It's it is almost April. I got my kid's birthday coming up.
Oh, is that right? How old is he to be? 17?
17, bro. They do these things. They do promposals. Did you know this?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I've seen it on the gram.
Oh, so weird, dude. So, like, listen,
they call it prom. They don't even call it the prom. It's so obnoxious. I'm going to ask Caitlin to prom. It's like, dude, call it the prom. Why?
Well, now they do joint proms, too. So it's like seniors and it's just one prom.
Well, that's nice. It should be. It's so weird that they... I mean, down in the South, they still do white and black proms. Did you know that in some southern states? Yeah, I'm not even joking, dude. Yeah.
There's zero shot I'm going to the white prom. I'm just letting you right now. I'm not going. Not fucking. There's zero.
Not getting down to Cotton Eye Joe.
No. Nope. I am going in the other direction. Thank you very much. That is that. So it's actually funny you kind of say that. So I work out with my buddy Rob. And Bristol. So we went to college together, but like we didn't know each other, right? So like I was that white kid with a do-rag and velour suits, battle rapping everybody on campus. I was crazy. But like literally, if you go to the cafeteria, they had what they called the BET section, because BET was always on. And he was just like, dude, all I can remember is just this one rando white kid with a do-rag just battling everybody in the BET section. He's like, I didn't know who the fuck you were, but it was just like the dude who got the pass and you were in there. And I'm like, yeah, that was me, dude. So yeah, definitely down south. I already know which prom I'm going to. And go have some fun down there, dude. Have some fun. But yeah, it's wild. So we went and picked out tuxes, did that whole bit. So he's got his promposal ready. Pretty creative. He's a pretty creative dude. I will admit, I don't want to say what it is yet, just in case he doesn't do it by the time this one airs. But it's fun, man. It's a good time.
Yeah, I can't believe that's become the thing that it is, the phenomenon that it's become, where
But I kind of like it though. Like, I'm not gonna lie, like it's way better than like, you know, passing a note or, you know, like just pointing at a girl like you probably did in high school. But like, yo, you're with me, and just kept moving, you know, because you're flash of baby blues. And
yeah, I don't even remember how I got there. Right? It was just kind of like, yeah, right. What do you say? You and me, kid.
Nothing fancy,
that's for sure.
Yeah, these kids go over the top. But it's a fun time. So, well, it'll be interesting to see if it works. Hopefully it doesn't get shot down. You know.
Imagine all that hoopla for nothing.
Oh yeah. No.
Well, thanks, Vin. I'm all set.
No, but like the kids got it made. Full head of hair, abs, quarterback and pitcher. Like, bro. Like,
yeah, oh, I'm, yeah, he's probably got his, I would assume, pick of the litter.
He doesn't use it to his advantage, though. Like, it's like, I'm like, dude, you have like superpowers. Like, you know, like I was busy hiding the fact I was in the band in high school. Like, I had to keep that under wraps for 4 years. You know how hard it is to people like, hey, I saw you in the marching band. Wasn't me. Nope. Marching band and tennis, bro. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Someone had the glow up.
Wow.
It's this guy. Yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. And no one would know, but for my mom posting fucking shit on Facebook about it. Fucking every year there's a picture of me playing the trumpet with a beret on.
The trumpet. Oh,
yes. Well. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. There's going to have to be upcoming a whole episode dedicated to your past as the trumpet guy.
We're gonna have to get back to our like outlines and storybooks, because like,
oh, I thought this was great. This episode was all about white privilege, first world problems.
Oh my god.
Things white people in general gripe about that at the end of the day, Vin, doesn't fucking matter.
No, it really doesn't. But no.
Minor inconveniences that we made a big deal about. God,
yes, and the weird stances we take on stuff that we shouldn't have stances on. Like, no one's asking us to pick up the flag on these topics.
You know what I was telling somebody about the other day? That I don't have an opinion on that Barbie movie.
Oof.
I saw it. I enjoyed it. I don't have an opinion on it. You know why? Nobody gives a shit what I think. It wasn't made for me. I wasn't the target demo. I saw it. I appreciated it. I thought it was well done. I kind of saw what they were doing. I liked it.
Really?
Sad it got lost on so many people. It is. But
listen, you
why
are,
does anybody care what I think about a movie about Barbie? I wouldn't ask your wife what she thinks of the new Fast and Furious film coming out.
Well,
they're not putting that out for her.
My wife played me a clip of the Barbie movie, because we were talking about, I don't remember what we were talking about, like some feminine empowerment, like whatever, like I don't know, whatever it was. And I'm just like, listen, I think a woman should run the country. Like, I don't give a shit. Fucking do everything that men could do. Cool beans, dude. High five. Fucking. And so she's like playing me this Barbie clip, and you're way more mature than I am, because I was just like, I'm not watching a Barbie fucking clip. I'm too busy watching this bad Roadhouse movie. Like, talk about an awful fucking piece of theater was Roadhouse. But yes, like, but now that you said, hey, I get what they were doing, Barbie was a good movie, I might have to go watch it now. And then once again, my wife was right. So thank you again, Joe, for that, because
I'll tell you, it means a lot to women, and they really like that movie, and that's who it was designed for. And to see the reaction of the women around me, that they thought it was brilliant, and I was like, yeah, it kind of was. You know, for anybody who's like anti that movie, it's like your opinion doesn't really matter, because you know, it's mostly like right wing Ben Shapiro types. Like, nobody gives a shit what you thought about the movie. You're not the target demo.
You know what? Now I'm gonna watch it. Now, you know what? I'm gonna watch it now. And mother effer, my wife was right again.
Also, Margot Robbie is very easy to watch for a couple of hours. She's very delightful to look at, honestly. A really good actor. And Ryan Gosling.
Yo, you know, that guy, dude.
You're into dudes. You're in a dude's
like, that guy, good. Yeah, he's pretty good. That guy's a good looking fucking dude. Yeah.
And easy to look at. You know
it's
what I mean?
Fair. It's you know what?
He's blessed.
Blessed. They say that about you, Joe. So it's okay. It's okay. Some dudes got it all, right? Like, it's like it's like when, like, you know, Drake's hammer got released, right? And you find out this guy's got a fucking hose, and like, that's not fair, right? Like, he's a rapper with billions, and this guy's got a fucking schlong the size of a fucking fire hose. And we're just like some people have it all, right? Like, it's not fair. It's just not fair. But I'm going to have to go watch that movie. Maybe I'll watch it tonight. I did watch
Drake that. Drake probably sucks at video games or something. There's got to be something where, like, he's not good at it. Got to be.
It's got to be something. Yeah, but even his kid's good looking, bro. Right? He's got that, like, that fucking good looking kid. Like, it's just, like, I need something. That shit infuriates me. It's just when people who are ultra successful, and it's just like, it's just goodness after goodness after goodness. And I'm like, you know, I just need something to happen.
He's probably eating babies or something for energy, or we're going to find out some crazy. I'm telling you, everybody's got a flaw.
Yo,
he's got to have something.
One last thing before we go, just because it's crazy. So this whole Kate Middleton thing, right? Like how bad do people feel now, by the way? Everyone's talking shit. Dude's having an affair. A chick's pregnant with this dude's baby, and then come to find out she hasn't been around because she has cancer. Crazy is that shit? Like, motherfuckers.
I would just like to say that, number one, I've had zero opinion on the matter.
Yes.
Because number two, we fought those sons of bitches twice and beat them in a war so that we didn't have to give a shit about the royal family. And I feel terrible that she's got cancer.
My whole point is that
the whole thing is stupid. Like, it's like, oh, give them their privacy. They're the most public fucking people on the planet.
I know, but like, you're missing my point, Joe. My point is that people are awful. Right? Like, and I get it. Like, don't give them the privacy and all that. Listen, you made bajillions of dollars off of being public. I get all that. But all these dirtbags who are like, yo, your man's cheating, all this crazy shit. And then it's crickets when it comes out that, like, hey, she's sick. Like, that's just how crazy our society is. It's like, well, they were more. Downer. Yeah, like, but it's like, you're more concerned about, like, this crazy shit. And then she's like, yo.
Yeah,
just letting you know, she thought it was a mic drop, like, got it. And the people are like, oh, okay, next fucking, you know, all of a sudden it's Kendrick fucking dropping a diss track on Drake, and that's number one news. But I hear you on that. Yeah, you know what, this just got off tracks again. Anyways, it's been a pleasure, everyone, talking to you as always. Don't be a dick and all that happy horse shit.
Like, subscribe, comment, please. Share, do all the things you're supposed to do, where you can find us on Facebook, YouTube, and anywhere where you catch or listen to podcasts. For Vin Provenzano, I'm Joe McGuire. We'll catch you next time on the Change of Plans podcast. Thank you.